In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amos does not mince words. He does not hold back, and for good reason. The very first words of his prophetic act come in Amos chapter 1, verse 2. Yahweh roars from Zion. Amos will not let Yahweh's roar go unnoticed. In fact, he asks, does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Well, certainly not. And Yahweh is roaring like a lion because he has his eye on Israel, who stands in need of repentance. So again, Amos says, a lion has roared. Who should not be terrified? The Lord Yahweh has spoken. Who cannot but prophesy? Here Amos stands. He can do no other than to open his mouth and sound forth the lion's roar, to sound forth Yahweh's call to repentance. You just heard it today. The roaring voice of Yahweh through his prophet Amos is this: seek Yahweh and live. It's a word that Amos needs to shout, because it is not Yahweh that 8th century BC Israel is seeking after. If they were seeking Yahweh, they would not have turned justice into wormwood, nor would they have thrown righteousness down to the ground. Yahweh's justice is good and lovely, but they have perverted justice and thrown it down to the ground, making it bitter and repulsive. Yahweh's righteousness makes you stand up in his presence. But Israel has thrown justice down to the ground where the wormwood grows. Amos hears the roaring voice of the lion, and so he cannot be silent. He calls Israel to repentance. And yet, sinners are proud enough that they fashion themselves to be lion tamers. Surely Amos, his call to repentance isn't for me, right? After all, he cries out against those who trample on the poor by putting a heavy tax on them so that they might have elaborate homes built out of hewn stone. That doesn't apply to me, because after all, I don't make any tax laws. That's what comes out of the swamp. That's what the problem is. And how about how Amos nails those who take a bribe while thrusting away the needy? Now that sounds more like the condemnation of the politicians. And not only am I not a politician, but I like how this is playing out. Go get them, Amos. Nail the politicians. It's all their fault. And so I, a poor, miserable sinner, am taken with hubris, making myself to be a lion tamer, taking that roaring voice of Yahweh and turning it into a soft little meow within my ear. But Yahweh will not be tamed. Amos's call to repentance is meant for all. You cannot dodge the shame of the poor being exploited by pushing it off on the swamp. Ours is a corporate shame. Amos's fellow 8th century prophet Isaiah famously says, "Woe is me, for I am a man who lives among a people of unclean lips." And faithful, humble lips among us will say, "Woe is me, for I live among a people who exploit the vulnerable." Yet our shame is not only corporate, it's also individual and personal as well. Listen again to that roaring voice of the lion delivered by Amos. Seek good and not evil so that you may live. You cannot claim to be seeking Yahweh when you are not seeking good. After all, it is Yahweh who has ordered his creation to be good. To seek evil instead of good is to set yourself up against the very fabric of what Yahweh himself has created. It's not good to give excuses for this fallen world. It is not good to simply point the finger of blame at others rather than seeking the good so that you do good for others. Can you hear the lion roaring? Listen a little bit closer, because he roars with promise. Seek good and not evil, so that you may live, and then it will be so. Yahweh, God of Sabaoth, will be with you. Yahweh most certainly is with you in all his goodness. Good teacher, what must I do in order to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? There is none who is good except God alone. Do you hear what the lion is saying? He calls the rich man to sell all he has, give it to the poor, and follow him. He calls him not simply to bemoan the lack of good among others. He calls him to do good. But the rich man was not that good, and so he walks away sorrowful. But Jesus is good. He is good incarnate. So he gives up everything, gives up all of his justice, his righteousness, and he gives it to the poor. Poor, miserable lion tamers who have tried to soften his voice. To such poor ones, the lion continues to speak, and for them, the lion gives up all that he has so that they might have all that is his. They have good. They have Jesus. It is as the lion promises, roaring through his prophet Amos, hate evil and love good and establish justice in the gate. Perhaps Yahweh, God of Sabaoth, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Justice is found only where there is good, only in Jesus, who does justice for you. Only in Jesus, who is gracious to you. Now, this good promise is found in Amos chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, which happens to be the very center of Amos's prophetic work. There are 1,009 words before chapter 5, verse 14, and there are 1,006 words after chapter 5, verse 15. Now, you blessed students of Hebrew poetry ought to really get excited about that, because you can appreciate how these words are at the very heart of Amos's prophetic work, revealing the very heart of this book, revealing the very heart of the roaring lion. Hear now as the voice of the lion roars forth. Seek good that you may live. Yahweh, God of Sabaoth, will be with you. Hate evil and love good. Yahweh, God of Sabaoth, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. There is but one who is good, and he gives you his good, his justice, his righteousness, his very self. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.